I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. House Republican leaders are rejecting Governor Peter Shumlin's plan to impose a payroll tax to finance a package of health care initiatives. Instead, they're developing an alternative proposal. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The governor wants to impose a 0.7% payroll tax on all Vermont businesses. His plan would raise roughly $90 million on an annual basis, and this money would be matched with almost $100 million in federal funds. The governor wants to use part of the money to boost Medicaid reimbursement rates to help reduce the so-called cost shift. This happens when Medicaid reimburses healthcare providers at between 40% and 60% of the cost of a service, and the remaining cost is then shifted to private insurance premiums. House Minority Leader Don Turner says he supports efforts to reduce the cost shift, but he says the payroll tax is a terrible idea.
It seems like a little number, but you've opened the door, you've increased payroll taxes on businesses that are already struggling, and we don't think that's the right way to approach it.
Instead, Turner wants to drop the state's health care exchange, known as Vermont Health Connect, and sign up for the federal model. He says the state could save at least $20 million with this switch. One potential wild card in this plan is that the U.S. Supreme Court will rule this spring if subsidies should be allowed in states that use the federal system. Turner says it's a risk worth taking.
We understand that there may be a potential for Vermonters to lose federal subsidies. However, 35 other states are in the same boat.
Lawrence Miller is the chief of health care reform in the Shumlin administration. He doesn't see a payroll tax of 0.7% as an unreasonable burden for most businesses.
We're mindful of approaching it at a low level that should be something that businesses can adapt to with this kind of time frame.
Miller says moving to the federal exchange won't save as much money as the Republicans think. And he says the possibility of losing both state and federal subsidies will make health care much less affordable for many Vermonters.
Those subsidies being targeted very specifically on people who have a challenge affording anything incremental.
Miller says the governor's plan will also make it possible for an additional 20,000 Vermonters to be eligible for an expansion of Medicaid. But Representative Turner says he's not convinced that this expansion is a good idea. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.